So the question is, what is the Arch approach to closed software packages? So I honestly have to say, I don't know all the details myself, so it's to the best of my knowledge now. As far as I know, Arch doesn't really care too much if something is closed. As long as it's installable and legal, you will be most likely finding something like this in the Arch user repository. So this is, as far as I understand, the case with the Skype binaries, because it is inherently based on what Skype provides for example, Debian-based package managers. And the package is just by Arch users kind of opened up. They write that build file and put it into the Arch user repository maybe a couple of hours after it's updated. So when I go there, I inherently get what the company, in that case Microsoft, provides to the open world. But it's done automatically. I don't need to go to the homepage and I get updates. And the question is, how does Pac-Man handle the Arch user repository packages that depend on another Arch user repository package? So usually you just install these things first that don't have a dependency on another Arch user repository package. So if you want to install like package A and it depends on package B, both from the Arch user repository, then installing package A will say that fails. You clone it, you build it, it says build fails, there's something missing. You look it up, you see, yeah, this isn't the Arch user repository, you install B first, and then you install A. I have not yet seen any mutual dependencies, which would probably be kind of funny. I'm pretty sure that there is a manual section on this. Yes, so the comment was that we could use our helpers to solve that for us. I honestly don't use them myself, but I'm pretty sure this is possible, which also points out that there is a way without the helpers, because in the end they just use, if they use Pac-Man, I mean, they kind of have the same tool set that we have. So we would most likely be able to install multiple things at the same time, something like this. So the comment is like, if I use Pac-Man, I would need to mark it as a dependency afterwards, which makes sense. Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Are there any other questions? Yes, please. The question is, why does Arch keep the old packages when installing stuff? So as far as I understand, it's more or less a security thing. You can easily install and uninstall something. If something breaks down in the system, you have the version that you installed lying around. You can reinstall it, if that makes any sense. So if something breaks on a system, you have the original package that you installed that software from still lying around. You can easily install it again. I think this is the main reason. Yes, so the comment is, I go back to the stock version, so to say, not going back in time in the history. I could do both. Usually I could just say, you know, whatever I did, it broke something. Imagine that you have software that runs with root permissions, and it kind of changes something on the file system in your file somewhere, because it's an own config file, breaks down, I can just reinstall it. I don't think that this is going to happen, but inherently you would be able to install the exact same software again without even connecting to the internet. And that version is still there. You don't need to, you know, fiddle around with versions that you have in the repositories. The version that you have in the system is still there. This is also the reason why Paccache doesn't automatically remove all the versions. It keeps the last three, so that you still have the last ones. That's a very, very big advantage here. And obviously convenience, etc., because, you know, if you want to try out stuff, it's just lying around. So to quickly wrap that up, I mean, if I understood this correctly, it's about the fact that you had something that was in the up-to-date version running into a conflict, and you had old versions lying around still, and after you ran into problems with your system, you were able to Google that. Though you were offline, I mean, on the phone, you were online, you found that the solution was to downgrade one of these packages by one version, right? Okay, so in the end, it's like, in the rare instances where things break, you can still do stuff directly on the computer even without networking, because you just need to use Pacman to downgrade an individual package and it works. Downgrading an individual package just to have that set clearly is exactly what we usually do not want to do, because it is partial upgrades in the end. It's partial downgrade, same problem, but it can save you sometimes, obviously. Yeah. Next version it was fixed, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's not very unlikely. Usually that's quick in Arch. Okay, yeah, 2 years, one time. Yeah, that's, I'm happy to hear. So the question is it correct that with the packages from the Arch user repository that I have on my system, that I need to check myself if they get updates? This is correct. There is some helpers that do that for you. Keep in mind, you don't necessarily want to rep Pacman for doing that. However, you can use these helpers to automatically search for updates, download them, build the packages. That is absolutely okay. What I personally do is I have the development approach. I have my builds directory and I have a script that is called update all repositories, which you can copy from Stack Overflow. And that in that repository that where you are in, in that folder, updates all repositories below, and it updates it in a version like it fetches and doesn't merge. I can by button click merge then. And then I say like, oh, there's an update for these two packages, then I can easily say install this one, fine. So I don't lose track of these things, but I also don't do them automatically. I don't know, my packages, I update them, I don't know, my Arch user process maybe like once a week or so, something like this. I mean, it's different than the Arch has updates status line that I have. This is a small script that really just uses Pacman in the background. Whenever there are updates, this thing changes to there are updates available and I'm not gonna miss them. Because yeah, more free stuff. And it's free, you know, I don't have to pay anything, so multiple times a day. Bugs get fixed, features get introduced, geek is happy. I hope we get lots of new Arch Linux users here. That is now beyond my knowledge, to be honest. As far as I know, they have, I mean, both are possible. I think they optimize for speed. So I would guess it's binary. There's probably a solution to that, yeah. Yeah. So the thing is that in the Arch user repository, the underlying system is the same as for the normal repositories. The point is that in the normal repositories, I think they inherently stick to binary files. Anyone saying yes? People don't say that, but I think as far as I know, in the normal repositories, they stick to binary files, and with the other ones, I mean, you could do anything, but usually for speed optimized means binary. And there's also like, just to have said that there's like different versions of the same packages. So one that I use is Pandoc. You probably know that is that tool that converts documents like one version to the other one. There is one version that has all the correct responsibilities, which is Haskell. And Haskell has like tons of packages. And there is another one that just like got rid of these individual dependencies and said like, you know, we can use that binary version thing. So it is a little easier to maintain because you don't suddenly have 300 updates and like, yeah, it's 295 Haskell updates. So the question is, I'm not sure if I understood the question, the offline downgrade. So I mean, I'm just gonna put my interpretation to it, and then we'll see if that solves the issue. Your packages are on your system anyway, so the last versions are on your system. That means if you didn't clear the Pacman cache, you have all the versions of that software that you ever had installed in the original package version lying around. And that means that you can go back in history as much as you want. And if you use your pack cache to clear it, then you have the three last versions, which is most likely sufficient to fix any immediate bug that popped up. So even if you use the pack cache, you can go three versions in time. That's offline, obviously, because you have everything there. I could do that without any internet, etc. the question was like, when I have these updates that require manual intervention, where I see on the Arch news site that there is something that I need to do, usually executing one command. The question is there gonna be an update later on that doesn't require this, so that I could like use? So the point is, inherently, there is gonna be a newer version of the package afterward, but the package is not gonna solve that problem. Usually, when you have manual intervention, the problem already happened. It's because, you know, something was not configured in the previous packages as it should have been. There is some other file that is lying around somewhere, and Pacman is gonna complain there is something that I can't make use of, or I can't remove it, or I can't overwrite it, or something is missing. So, usually at that point, if you had that problematic version installed on your system, there is something that you need to add because it wasn't done by Pacman, because it was missing, for example, in the package build script file. And that would inherently mean no new version is gonna fix that, because the new version doesn't deal with the bugs from previously, so to say. But instead, you're just having, if you have that issue because you had exactly that version installed, then you need to do that. If there is some news on Arch Linux that says manual interaction required, it doesn't mean that it is applying to everyone. Usually it's like deleting a file, for example. If that file doesn't exist for you, then you don't need to delete it. It depends on what you had installed. It could just be that there's one broken version that was pushed to the Arch repositories. If you had that installed, then you need to fix that. If you didn't have that installed, right? So usually it says, I mean, Arch news is pretty specific about it. It says, this package might require manual use intervention. And then it really means, if that file exists, then you delete it. If it doesn't exist, you're fine. Thanks for pointing it out. That's a way better way to put it than I just did. So the comment was that the Arch approach is a little different to that of other distributions. Other distributions would, when there are breaking changes in any packages, they would usually not update the package in the distribution, but at like the dist upgrade time, they wrap all these things together and start doing lots of changes in your packages automatically. That means changing, you know, removing these files that are lying around that are not used anymore, etc., etc. If that happens with Arch, Arch does it differently. Arch says you need to take care of this yourself because there is a breaking change in the package. So you need to decide on what exactly you do. The recommendation, for example, could be delete that file. If you kind of have that there and you know about, you know, details, then you could actually think about what you do here. So you, it actually gives you the chance to do something about it if you really know what you're doing, instead of doing it automatically, specifically with these distributions that do that, like with a dist upgrade. If you have two or more of them that affect the same thing, there's a high chance that stuff breaks, which is what I was experiencing myself when I did modify so many things, and then a dist upgrade broke stuff. And Arch gives me the option of doing these things individually, actually. I hope I got that somewhat right. Okay, are there any more questions? Otherwise, I'm gonna stick around anyway for further questions later on, offline. Okay, guys, then I hope it was fun. I hope you did learn something. If you want to, if you're interested in that, then really my recommendation is just give it a shot and please stick to the manual. Thank you.